This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We're still talking about choking as we kick off this the third hour of the Thursday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Apparently, this is a huge problem amongst teenagers and people younger than their teenage years. Apparently, Mark, you did it back in elementary school. This asphyxiation, this thing where kids will either choke themselves with a towel or a belt or something else wrapped around their neck, or even their own two hands.
Their hands, yeah.
And or have someone else choke them for them, and the purpose is to cut off circulation to the point where your brain gets some sort of a high, some sort of a rush out of it. Apparently the rush only lasts for about a second, and then you may pass out, for instance. You may damage yourself on the way down to the floor. Even if you do put down a mattress to protect yourself from the fall, you could still die as a result of, as the article pointed out from ABC News, just your body shutting down because you don't have the circulation that you need. Kids have died as a result of this, and,
sure,
and I was totally unaware of it as I was a teenager and a young person, but apparently, according to statistics, 70-80% of young people who have been asked about it are well aware of the phenomenon. They're well aware that their peers and their friends are doing this sort of thing. And it's really disturbing to me.
It's disturbing, but what can you do about it?
Well, I don't know. In fact, in the ABC News article, there was one lady that was saying, we shouldn't talk to kids about it because it will give them ideas. So I don't agree with that. I think it's important to talk to your kids about this stuff and let them know this is dangerous. This isn't good. Look, kids, if you want to get high, go smoke some pot. At least it won't hurt you. I'm serious about that, man.
I just
don't need to be dying because of this.
Can't particularly get behind that statement.
1-800-259-9231. We're going right to the phones here. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Hello, Mike in Texas. Going once.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hello, I'm here.
Yes,
hey.
You are. Now, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I had the choking done to me a couple times when I was a kid. Once when I was about 10 or 11 by my friend's brother.
Mm-hmm.
By my brother's friend. And another time when I was about 14 or 15. That's not a real surprise to me that they're still going on.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't imagine it would go away.
How was it sold to you, Mike? How did they, I guess, get you to consent to allowing you to be allowing yourself to be choked?
Well, it's just curiosity, wondering, what happens.
They tell you, Mike, you're going to get high, you're going to like it, it's going to feel good? I mean, there must have been some sort of sales point, because as a kid, I would have never thought, hey, Ian, would you like to choke yourself tonight? Sure, I've never done that before. I mean, there would have to have been some reason that you would want to engage in this.
Yeah, it was definitely sold to me as kind of a high.
Hmm. You said you were 10 or 11 years old. I mean, had you ever at that point, I mean, that's kind of early on in your childhood, had you ever experienced any sort of illegal drugs at that point?
Yes.
Oh, you had?
Really?
Marijuana. Wow.
I got high at 10 years of age.
Was it as good as the marijuana?
No, hell no. No, I didn't like it.
Okay, so you only did it once.
No, it happened twice.
Really?
Once, like I said, when I was in high school, we were messing around. And
seems like a good idea.
Tried it one last time. Yeah.
Hmm. So why did you try it a second time?
I can tell you, I don't like it.
Why did you try it a second time? I mean, did you decide that maybe there was a chance it was done wrong?
I attributed that to pure stupidity.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Fair enough. Which would mean that since Mark did it 50 times, he's therefore 25 times as stupid as you.
For having done it that many
times. Yeah. Oh my
goodness. Let me ask you a question though. Have you ever heard of happy slapping?
It sounds pornographic. If you can define it carefully, please.
No. It's not pornographic.
Okay.
But it's along the same lines of stupidity. It's even worse.
What is it?
It's a craze that's going around right now, and I was shocked by it. And I had forgot about this choking stuff. Okay, but this one seems to me even more stupid. It's not voluntary.
Okay.
What they do is kids will take their cell phones with the video camera.
Yeah.
They'll be standing off kind of nonchalant to the side, and another kid will come up while somebody's walking, say through the hallway in the school, and they'll just slap them upside of the head, knock them on their butts. I mean, they don't just slap them easy. They wrap them upside the head.
And the purpose of this is to, what, put it on the Internet or something?
Yeah.
Catch video.
You can go to websites, and they've got these recordings, Mm-hmm. They do it out on the streets. They'll go out on the streets, and people are just walking down the street, minding their own business, and somebody will come up and just whap them upside the head.
That's a good way to get hurt. I mean,
yeah,
really?
Oh, yeah, get killed. A couple of them, they showed it on the news, on TV. You know, people will go running after them. And if you check on Wikipedia, there's a lot of stories about a lot more violent incidents. They're classifying it under happy slapping, where rapes are recorded.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Crazy stuff.
That's really sick. Wow. You know what? I don't think that firing a gun at this person would be an appropriate response necessarily, but I can't say I would be angry at someone for doing that. I mean, if you come up on, I would love to see somebody come up on the street and so-called happy slap some old lady and have her pull a .38 special out of her purse and just blam! Catch that on video, suckers!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thanks
for
the...
If you did it here in Texas, I mean, I can just imagine some of the things that would happen in
Mike,
here.
Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I want to talk to you guys. I called about a month ago about how I got busted with a smoking ticket.
Yeah, you were you're 16 and you were smoking a cigarette and the cop caught you and you got a ticket.
Yeah, well, recently I found out that you're not required to present ID.
To the police?
Yeah.
Really?
You can, if they ask you if you're 18, you can go, yes, sir. And they'll ask you if you have ID. And you can say, no, sir, I don't. And there's
where
really
did you hear that, John? Where did you hear that? Because I've heard that the Supreme Court has required that you identify yourself to the police. Maybe that just means you have to tell them who you are. Maybe that doesn't require that you show them.
Yeah. And I cut off earlier because I was getting pulled over. But
oh no!
Yeah, everything's legit though.
Okay.
But I heard somebody talking about like huffing or something.
Yeah, kids. I mean, we're just talking about kids and the things that they do to get high. Not just huffing, but also people. The kids apparently, and maybe you've encountered this, John. Kids are apparently choking each other or choking themselves in order to get a rush. Have you come across this?
Yeah, they do it to pass out, and it presents like a state of euphoria for them or something. I don't have any personal experiences on the matter.
Have you seen it? Have you been around kids that have done this?
Oh, yeah, they do it in the bathrooms and stuff.
At school? They fall down?
That's more like a middle school thing. It's not so much presence in high school.
Don't they fall down to the floor?
Yeah, but that's what
in the bathroom?
It involves three people, really. You have to have somebody that's getting choked, the choker, and then somebody that'll catch them.
Get a life.
I know. There's so many better ways to get high.
I think they should write a book about it and call it Catcher in the Loo.
Hey, John, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Johnson in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, fellas. I've heard a little bit of a different story about happy slapping.
Okay.
I've heard that there's a little bit more of a sexual undertone to it.
Really?
Let's just say that when people are being slapped, they're being slapped with something. And that is in the hand.
Well, that's really against the law.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to imagine. I mean, are we talking about some sort of sexual expulsion in the hand?
No.
Yes. Yes,
I see.
Like something on one's hand, essentially.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrid.
Yeah.
And this is going on? I mean, this is happening in city streets? People are just running up and just slapping random people?
In schools, yep. Absolutely.
Oh, in schools.
I don't know about the city streets, but I know I've heard stories about it happening in schools.
Wow. Just one more reason to pull your kids out of government schools, right?
Yeah, but I wanted to call in to talk about the choking game.
Yeah.
First, it was either first or second grade, I'm not really sure. I myself engaged in a variant of this.
Wow.
Actually, it was me and a French kid, a name of Chris. I remember him. He and I were really good friends and just decided to play who could make their face the reddest.
So it wasn't
the game
it was
of holding the breath, holding your breath, and forcing breath, and we both ended up passing out.
So the sale there was just let's compete on red face, not let's get high by choking.
Right, exactly. Just compete on red face, hold our breath.
Was that the only time you did it, Johnson?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good deal. All right, you're smart, way smarter than Mark. More on the way. This is your show. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-7568. 800-430-7568. That's 800-430-7568.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're talking about this choking thing. If you've got experience with this, if you've got kids that you've caught them choking themselves, and we're talking about the neck, okay, to where they're asphyxiating themselves, they're passing out. Kids are dying from this, and it's really disturbing to me because apparently it was going on while I was a kid, but I didn't know about it. I was totally in the dark, and I'm glad I didn't try it. Mark, you've done it 50 times in your life.
I don't know about 50, but somewhere in that neighborhood.
What, which means it could be more than 50.
And it could be.
You're lucky to be like alive,
it was,
dude.
Just seems like it was a bunch of times. You know, if it was 25 and I didn't know, but it was a bunch of times.
1-800-259-9231 if you want to comment on that or bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our updates list. In fact, if you were on the updates list and you have not gotten an invite to come onto the new updates list, then you need to go and re-sign up at updates.freetalklive.com because it has moved. It's now being hosted by Google Groups, and that means the sign-up process is so easy. All you need is an email address. So updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. We return to the phone calls. This is the show about your calls. Let's talk to, and he's gone again. Jeff in Oregon had called back, and now he's gone.
All right. He's just got no patience, that Jeff.
1-800-259-9231. All right, so Mark, I guess that means we have to move on here, because nobody, we're done with this choking thing. We've gone through the restitution email. How about this one? How about the lawnmower DWI?
Okay.
This is amazing. Apparently, a man has been arrested for being on his lawnmower and being drunk. And I guess this has happened in the past, and I just clicked on the link, and it took me to the wrong article, so I actually don't have the article in front of me. But as I understand it, he wasn't even riding the lawnmower at the time. He was on the lawnmower, and he was
drinking while seated on his riding lawnmower?
I don't recall the exact details. As I understand it, he was not actually driving the lawnmower, but somehow got busted for a DWI. And I wish the link worked correctly, but it's one of those things where the newspaper just changes its links over time.
I see.
So I just think it's a little bit ludicrous. I mean, look, I understand. We were talking about driving while intoxicated last night.
Well, they confiscated his lawnmower, too, right?
They did confiscate his lawnmower. Thank you for that detail. I think it's crazy to arrest somebody for DWI on a lawnmower. Really, how fast can these things go? I mean, if you're on the open road and you throw that throttle to the max, what are you going to get, 10 miles an hour?
Maybe. Was this in Minneapolis, as you recall?
It was in Minneapolis, St. Paul, yes.
Yeah, drunken drivers in the Twin Cities should count on reduced odds of escaping apprehension this summer as law enforcement agencies conduct another summer-long crackdown on DWI. Statewide, the number of... I'm sorry.
That's not the article, dude.
Crap,
that's
the one
that I got linked to. Well, anyway...
They switched the same thing to me.
Yeah, so. The issue's still here, though. The issue's still here, and that is, should people be arrested for being on their lawnmower while drunk? And can you arrest them while they're in their yard on the lawnmower while drunk? Is that okay? I don't know where this guy got picked up. I don't know if he was on the way to 7-Eleven to go get himself some extra brewskis.
Well, a St. Cloud man has been arrested for allegedly driving while intoxicated on a riding lawnmower.
Who do we have to thank for this, your producer?
No.
Oh, okay.
St. Cloud police said that they got a call just before 11 p.m. Tuesday of a severely intoxicated... Well, I have... Yes. You mean my online producer,
yes.
Jane? Yes. That's her. Driving a riding lawnmower through several neighborhood yards and up and down the street. Todd and Monique Bork live in the neighborhood and said that before he was arrested, Thompson was walking around with an empty dog leash in his hand, muttering something unintelligible. Todd said he'd offer help to help Thompson find his dog. He said he assumed his dog had escaped the leash. He assumed? And he said that Thompson replied with more slurred words and then jumped on the lawnmower and started riding down the street. They said Thompson lives with his parents, but they're...
How old is he?
He was... I don't know.
Okay.
He looks like he's in his mid-20s to me. They don't have his age. I wish they did.
Now, what's wrong with this? I mean, the guy's mowing other people's lawns for him. I mean, it doesn't sound like such a bad thing.
He's 24.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
What's wrong with this?
Whoa, blood alcohol level of 0.23.
Whew.
Holy crap.
He was wasted.
Yeah, he was. No wonder he's walking around with an empty dog leash muttering things that are unintelligible.
Wow.
Whoa, woo.
So he was riding the lawnmower up and down the street, essentially, was what was happening?
Yes. Drunk.
So what?
With a dog leash.
So what? I don't understand. What's the deal here? Can somebody support the police on this one, arresting a man for riding a lawnmower? I don't care if he's on the road driving to 7-Eleven on the lawnmower. I mean, he's not going to cause any accidents. By the time he's veered into your lane, you're already by him. He's gone. You're out of the way.
And since he's on something as unprotected as a lawnmower, he kind of, this problem could solve itself.
Darwin.
Right.
Yeah, taking him out.
He could, you know, swerve into the path of an oncoming truck, and it's really not going to do anything to the truck.
I guess. Lawnmowers, those riding lawnmowers can be fairly heavy, so it'll damage the truck.
I would think that, I don't know, I think I would get him for DWI, but I think that I wouldn't press the, he would get the very minimums in my courtroom. I think that he should get DWI, but he should get
Why?
Very minimums.
You should be free to get on your lawnmower and get wasted. Who cares?
He was in the
How
street.
Could you hurt somebody? How could you hurt somebody? So what? You pull up behind the guy, and he's just puttering along at 10 miles an hour. You
right.
honk your horn, he pulls over, and you move on with your life.
I understand, but he could very well cause an accident. Somebody could be swerving out to get out of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact is, he's in the street. It's the cop's job to enforce the rules of the street.
Yeah.
No, he should get a DWI. He just shouldn't get real heavy sentencing for it. I mean, it shouldn't be as bad as, you know, driving a car. But
was there more in the article? Do we have a quote from this guy at all?
No. He's just there looking smug. Apparently, it's a rather nice lawnmower, though. I mean, you know,
they took it, though. The police took the lawnmower.
I think that he's gotten it back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's lucky. Good thing he didn't have a joint in his pocket.
Yeah.
Then he would have lost it forever.
What are you going to do?
Then the chief would have it. The chief of police. He'd have a nice, shiny, new red lawnmower in his front yard. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got comments, you can make them. But is this part of the drunken crackdown going on in Minnesota? Because they are apparently cracking down on DWIs. I just don't think this is necessary. And if you do, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. It's the same thing as last night. It's the same issue. He wasn't hurting anybody. I mean, what's the worst that happened? He mowed one of the neighbor's lawns?
He left like a track through their lawn.
Yeah.
Mowed grass.
Just makes the job a
swerving.
Little bit easier when you want to get your lawnmower out next week.
Hell no, it makes bad patterns.
True, it doesn't look good. I understand.
And that's the whole point of mowing grass, is looking good, because it's certainly not this weird penchant that we have for suburban grass farming.
I hate grass. I'd like to take this moment to say that I hate grass. It is the most annoying thing.
You mean the grass in your front lawn?
Oh, right, yeah. Grass that grows in your front lawn. You thought I meant marijuana or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Thought I was using the 70s colloquial term for marijuana? No.
Buy a lid, dude.
Grass is so annoying. It just grows and grows and grows, and it constantly requires upkeep. And there's a silly little competition going on in people's neighborhoods to see who can have the greenest grass. And, of course, if you want to have the greenest grass, and you have to put a whole bunch of fertilizer and water on it, and it costs you money and time and effort. And
the guy on the street that has the best lawn, you know, you see him out there all the time.
Yeah.
It's his job.
And it's stinky. When you cut the grass, it just smells horrible.
Oh, I like the smell.
Oh, I can't stand it. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Speaking of DWI, I have a solution for the man on the lawnmower. We will explain coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Tom. Oh, you don't look well.
I took your advice about the spoonful of sugar. It didn't give me the energy you said it would.
Spoonful of sugar, right. That's an embarrassing pastime. I'm a changed woman, Tom. I found the products at opcpure.com to be exceptional. They're all natural, energy-giving supplements, restore your body's health, and keeps you going without groggy side effects.
Spoonful of opcpure.com, huh?
Ooh, I love the sound of that. Just a spoonful of opcpure.com helps the energy go up. Pure, unadulterated, raw energy. Go for it.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 5, 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site totally free, including the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show. There's a dial-up version. Two sizes should fit virtually everyone with an internet connection. On our site, free, freetalklive.com. So we just talked about a guy who was arrested for DWI on a lawnmower. Now, whether or not you agree with me on this, and certainly if you don't agree, I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. If you think that we should arrest people for being drunk on lawnmowers, I think it's silly. But there's something that could have saved him from this. Obviously, not getting drunk and getting on a lawnmower in the first place would have helped. But if he was drunk, if he was drinking all afternoon, say, and then he did decide that he wanted to go and cut some grass or maybe hop on the lawnmower to drive down to 7-Eleven to get himself another 24-pack, he should bring this new cell phone with him from ABC News. They were originally designed to make simply to make phone calls without tying callers to one location. But today's cell phones can do so much more, from snapping digital photos to sending text messages to even playing video. You can add one more feature now to the list, a sobriety test. That's right. Cell phones with built-in breathalyzers are set to hit the U.S. market. So after a night,
yeah, I just like a good video game on mine.
I think this is brilliant, personally. I mean, considering the number of people in America that like to drink, and the number of people that have cell phones in the multiple millions, I think we've cracked over 100 million at this point, cell phone subscriptions in America, this is a very useful feature.
Yeah.
And if this feature could save you from a DWI, it's worth the extra money. And if it becomes popular enough, it'll become standard. You'll go down to the cell phone store, get a freebie cell phone, and it'll have a breathalyzer checker.
It should have a fuzz buster in it, too.
You mean a radar detector? That's right. So cell phones with breathalyzers built in hitting the U.S. market. So after a night of too much to drink, you can pull out the device to see if you're fit to get behind the wheel. South Korean manufacturer LG will introduce the LP4100 this year. They placed several models on the market in South Korea last year and has already sold more than 200,000 units. The phones were previewed at the CES show earlier this year. Here's how it works. Users blow into a small spot on the phone. And if they've had too much to drink, the phone issues a warning and shows a weaving car hitting traffic cones. Isn't that brilliant?
Well, I suppose.
I think it's great. Sung Mi Cho of Seju Engineering says, so they test it, and it says that they don't drive, so they leave their car or call a taxi. The company also sells plug-in breathalyzer adapters for some phones. None of the models tell you exactly how much you may be over or under the legal limit, but it can keep you from making other alcohol-related mistakes. The LP4100 also allows users to set up the phone so on certain nights, and after a certain time, they do not call certain people in their phone book. Think ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend.
This is the drunk dialing feature?
That's right. There's a drunk dialing preventative feature on this cell phone.
That's great.
So if you have a blood alcohol level over 0.08, the phone will not let you dial that particular person. So not only does it promote sobriety, but chastity and probably your dignity as well.
Yeah, dignity is my big problem.
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, you know, when it comes to drunk dialing, I've never been caught for a DUI, and as far as chastity, it's really not an issue for me.
Who's the last drunk dial that you made?
I'm not going to reveal any names. Remember, it was only like last night or something.
You called the wife?
No, please.
Take me back. I'm sorry. We're going to the phones.
I'm not answering any of your questions.
By the way, I mentioned earlier in the show that I had a story about a couple schools banning tag. That's on the way. Let's talk to Caleb first, though, in New Hampshire. Caleb, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
How you doing, Ian and Mark?
Doing great. What's up?
Well, I wanted to let you know something that I'm planning on doing here in New Hampshire. It's a little controversial.
What is that?
Well, we're not afraid of controversy here in New Hampshire. We're trying to start a revolution.
Certainly
not. So one of the things that we're doing is we are trying our best to prevent a war with Iran.
Okay.
And we thought, well, how can we do that? And we thought,
from New Hampshire.
Yeah, in New Hampshire, we're trying to prevent a war with Iran, and we thought, how can we do that? Well, let's burn a flag if they do it. So I sent out a press release and told the U.S. government, hey, I'm going to burn a U.S. flag every single week if you invade Iran.
Wow. I think it's pretty intense. I've actually been following the thread that you posted over at NHFree.com about this, and even amongst the NHFree.com pro-liberty community, you've gotten a little bit of backlash on this.
It's been a little fun. They've given us a little feedback. Some people are a little afraid. But we figure you don't start a revolution by not offending anyone.
Well, I know that you're not the only one that has this in mind, although you're the only person that I've heard of that's going to do it in regards to the Iran conflict. I know there's also a number of people that are willing to burn flags should they actually pass this flag-burning amendment in Congress. So you're not the only person with this in mind. Of course, the objections have been, and I'd like to see what you have to say to him, Caleb, the objections have been that people are not going to understand, that Americans are just too close-minded about this issue to where they're going to see their flag burning and they're going to take that as a shot against them personally. So they're going to take it as a shot against their country.
Sure. I think if we did it one time, that would be the case. But when we do it every single week, people are going to be talking about this in our community. It's not going to be like it happens once and they forget about it. It's in their face.
I see.
They're going to be talking about it, and there's going to be talk. And I think our message will get out.
What is your plan exactly for burning it? If this comes to pass and we invade Iran and you have to go out and burn the flag for the first time, do you have a location set up, an idea where you're going to actually engage in this?
Yeah, we're just going to go downtown Keene. Anyone who wants to come will come. We've talked about hanging an effigy of Uncle Sam, putting a little WD-40 on the flag and letting it, you know, go up. And
I got to say, I 100% the effigy thing, I think that's great because everybody identifies Uncle Sam with the government, whereas I think that there are a lot of people that identify the flag with America, as inaccurate as that may be. The fact is they do that. Now, are you concerned about getting arrested for perhaps public burning? Not necessarily the flag, but just, you know, violating some sort of burning law?
No, I mean, in a lot of ways, if they arrest us, we don't mind that. You know, if we go to jail for something like that, we think we can spread our message in jail, too. You know, I'm not worried about that.
It's just, and if they arrest you, it's just going to bring more attention to the entire episode, of course.
Yeah, and if I start a flag-burning wave across the country, that would be okay, too.
So I was, again, I've been following this thread on the NHTree.com bulletin board about this, and I have to say that the most brilliant modification that one of the posters there came up with was to not just burn the American flag, but to start by burning the UN flag, burn a UN flag, then burn an American flag, all the while flying the New Hampshire flag high. That way, I think that message, where you have to remember, you're going to have people watching this on the nightly news. I mean, if the news cameras show up and they show you burning that flag,
and that's all you're going to get. You're going to get 7 seconds of fame there, and
right.
It's going to be somebody holding a flag trying to up in the air and then trying not to get their fingers burnt.
But if they show you burning the American flag while the New Hampshire flag is still there waving, then you may actually be able to get people to say, what's going on here?
The problem with that, Ian, is logistical. We don't really have a flag pole in downtown Keene that we could just hoist a flag up on. But
you just get a little flag.
Bring a stick
flag
with you.
Yeah, just bring a stick with you and put a miniature flag up or something, or a half-size flag, something like that.
You know, one of those flags that's 2 feet by, 14 inches or something.
That way people will be confused and maybe look into it a little bit closer. They'll ask themselves, well, why are they burning the American flag but not burning the New Hampshire flag? What's that all about? And then maybe they'll find out that you're one of the people that's leading the movement to actually have New Hampshire secede. Aren't you one of those folks?
Yes, I am. We're actually going to be with the Republic of New Hampshire website is going to be online probably within a week. You know, we don't have all the answers. We don't think it has to be perfect. The thing we're trying to do is light a spark. And maybe sometimes we'll get things wrong or do something a little that people aren't comfortable with, but as long as we're doing something, and everybody is afraid of lighting a spark, we don't want to offend anybody, well, you're not going to start a revolution that way.
Good
so,
point,
and
man.
One last thing before I go,
yeah.
We want to let you know we're doing a new thing here in Keene, too, because we're kind of the center of the revolution here in Keene. We are doing this fun thing where we are trying to get like a little uniform. It's kind of a fun little uniform, pitchforks and overalls. I'm going to put a little cowbell around my neck.
Okay.
And we're just trying to spread the message, hey, this is like fun, too, and, you know.
Man, this the activism doesn't have to be boring petition collecting. There's absolutely things that you can do and really get into and really get creative with. And I think it's cool that you're out there doing that, Caleb. And we look forward to obviously meeting you when we finally get up to New Hampshire.
As far as uniforms go, you should think strongly about pink jumpers.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. I don't want to hear about what you wore last night, Mark. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves even in the remaining moments of the show. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And as always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything you'll see on our website, totally free. What do we do to pay for this website, Mark? Well, one of the things is selling banners.
Yeah.
In fact, we auction our banners. Why do we auction them? Well, because we're not really sure what they're worth. And it changes over time. Banners become worth a little bit more over time. In fact, sometimes we've seen that they're worth a little bit less. My idea was, let's throw it to the marketplace. Let's see what the listeners want to do. Let's see what our potential advertisers say as far as what the price should be for our banners on our website. So if you want to bid on the 6th banner on our site, get it site-wide for an entire month, go and place your bid. Last night it was at $2. Auction.freetalklive.com. Now it's going to go up most likely by the time the auction ends, and there's a couple days left. But go and place your bid, and you can advertise virtually anything you want. Auction.freetalklive.com. So you get to promote your product or service and help Free Talk Live out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I said I had the tag story. This is from USA Today. And it's amazing that this is actually going on. Everybody played tag in elementary school.
Right. Tag's a staple of elementary
right.
games, I would imagine.
I may not have participated in the choking game, which apparently was very popular without my knowledge, but everybody played tag at mm-hmm. some point in
different
their
kinds of tag too.
You know, freeze tag.
Yeah, there's freeze tag. There's TV tag. Did you ever play that?
What was that? Where you have to shout out a TV name, TV
title,
or
something like that? It was.
I don't recall the rules on that.
I think it was pretty much that. You and I think you had to get to your knees at the same time. You had to.
Now, how did freeze tag work? Was that where one kid would come along, you'd get tagged, and you'd be frozen, and then someone could unfreeze
you? Unfreeze you? Yeah, as I recall.
Right. Okay. All right. So
it was always fun to get in a great position before you get frozen too.
He's making positions in the studio here. Some traditional childhood games from USA Today are disappearing from school playgrounds because educators say they're dangerous. Elementary schools in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Spokane, Washington banned tag at recess this year. Others, including a suburban Charleston, South Carolina school, dumped contact sports such as soccer or touch football. In other cities, some schools took similar actions earlier. The bans were passed in the name of safety. But some children's health advocates say limiting exercise and free play can inhibit a child's development. Groups such as the National School Board Association don't keep statistics on school games, but several experts, including Donna Thompson for the National Program for Playground Safety, verify the trend. She says dodgeball has been out at some schools for years, but banning games
Man,
such as...
Man, dodgeball was the best.
It was the best. I hated physical education, but I really always enjoyed dodgeball, even though I wasn't the greatest at it.
We played a version of dodgeball called War, I believe, is what we referred to it
okay.
as. And you put the dodgeballs in the middle of the basketball.
And you have to run up and get them, right?
Run up and get them, and then there was maybe four of them, and there were teams on either side, and whoever
right.
was left at the end
I played
won.
That one. That's
yeah.
fun.
That one's great, and we would pray for rain at the Christian school so we had more luck. We would pray for rain just so we could play this game.
So you could be inside the gym and play that.
Right. That was it was much better than whatever else we had to do.
Well, this so-called expert from the National Program for Playground Safety says, apparently dodgeball's been out for years, but games such as tag and soccer, banning those has been a newer development. She says, it's happening more. Educators worry about kids running into one another and getting hurt, she says.
Dear God, children running into each other?
How stupid is this? Why don't we just ban physical education altogether? I mean, really, it doesn't need to be in school. You're supposed to be in school to learn stuff, right? So let the kids go and do their physical education after school. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But as long as we're going to have physical education where kids are out playing a variety of sports where they can get hurt, they're out running track. I mean, even though you're not tagging somebody, you're still out running. You could trip and fall.
You could break an ankle out there. You could step in a woodchuck hole and
right.
off you go.
You could skin. I skinned an elbow or two when I was in school in physical education.
One of the a kid in my gym class got his arm broken by the PE teacher while they were teaching wrestling moves.
Oof.
It wasn't. He was one
gayest sport ever.
One year above me. There is nothing wrong with Greco-Roman Greco-Roman wrestling.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with it. I just think it's a little homoerotic. That's
what
all.
Are you talking about?
That's where the guys grab on each other, right? And they try to move each other around and pin
they
one another.
They try to pin one another. Yes.
Right. But there is all kinds of grabbing going on.
Well, how are you going to pin someone without one?
It's just a lot of grabbing.
Maybe it's just gay for you.
I've never done it. 800.
Well, it doesn't have to be. You don't have to have done it for it to be gay for you. You could just be watching. You could have stacks and stacks of VHS tapes of men wrestling.
High school wrestling me
in singlets.
Now you know what. There is probably somebody like that out there with just a collection. He doesn't have any porn.
There's somebody out there, right. Ian. That's right.
He doesn't have any porn, and you're the one who thought of it, Mark.
What?
He's got a stack of videotapes. Transferring them to DVD to preserve the memories.
That's hard to do. It's expensive to change things from VHS to DVD.
That's true, but if you don't want them to degrade over time...
You can't find any good DVDs of high school wrestling, boys. I'm sorry.
Well, contact sports were banned from recess at Charles Pickney Elementary earlier this year, according to a Charleston County school spokesperson, because children suffered broken arms and dislocated fingers. Some schools that ban games at recess allow children to play them in gym class under supervision. Blah, blah, blah. You're taking away the physical development of the children, he says, one of the educators at a university. Having time for play is essential for children, if not for anything else, but keeping their weight under control.
Right. It's just nuts that they would do this. But
it's ludicrous.
What are you going to do?
But can you imagine? Can you imagine little Billy coming home from school one day? I got a referral, Dad. What for? Did you throw a chair at the teacher? No, I was playing tag.
You know, this is kind of what, like Thomas Jefferson said that the government should be switched over every 20 years. And, you know, this is kind of it. We've got 200 years of government behind us, and at this point we're just so darn Sue happy kids can't play tag.
Well, if this was a private school situation and the private school decided to ban tag, then the parents could get angry about it and actually could have a say. In this case, the parents don't have a say for squat. They can go to the school board and beg and plead for them to overturn the policy. But when it comes to private school, the parents can say, look, you're the brain tag back, or we're pulling our kid out.
Right. In fact, it, as far as the school board goes, it will be a minority of parents that get their way one way or the other, no matter what it is. Because they'll be the ones who care enough.
They'll scream the loudest.
Whereas
the meetings.
At the private school I went to, there were 550 students. It's not that hard to find every parent, especially in the age of email, find every parent and get their name on or off of a petition.
Right.
So,
well, maybe they should institute the game that's been played in Golden, Colorado. This from SHNS.com, a game of tag at middle school has police investigating a 14-year-old boy. What did he do? Maybe knock down some of his opponents in the game? Maybe being awfully mean? No. It was unlawful sexual contact.
What?
The game played at Bell Middle School is called Boob Tag, and kids choose who's it by touching a breast. According to
what if you don't have breasts?
You can get, well, touched in the breastal area.
I see. Boys have breasts just like girls, it's just ours aren't nearly as interesting.
Lynn Sharp, the mother of the suspect, Cole Sharp, says, this is not appropriate, but it is a game of consent. It should be punished, not prosecuted. Golden Police...
absolutely not.
Golden Police declined to release details about the case and would say there's only...
In the age of
them,
probably it doesn't matter anyway.
The inquiry started last week when an 8th grade female student told school officials that Cole touched her breast. A group of friends that included Cole, another boy, and 7 girls had been playing boob tag during lunch breaks since December, according to Mom. So Mom is well aware of this, and she says it's okay.
Is she? Was this girl playing, or did he sort of, you know, touch a boob because
that's
he was touching other boobs?
That's not made clear. The girls apparently who were, they're claiming it was consensual. The girls called themselves, apparently, the bisexuals. So they're in a clique.
In 8th grade?
At school. They start early, Mark.
Good Lord.
No. What can you say? Cole says, it's just like tag, except you, like, poke the breast area, says Cole.
Careful.
To a television station. Jefferson County Public School officials interviewed the students and found no proof of any unlawful sexual contact. School's resource officer filed a routine report that caught the interest of the police. Young Cole was taken to the police department for questioning, booked and released, and then would not confer. Let's see, the teen who also likes to skateboard and practices swordplay, I hope it's not that kind of swordplay, has told his friends to watch out because they could also get in trouble for taking part in the playground game. Cole admits that he has played boob tag, but says he's never played it with the accuser. The girls are consenting to the game, says his mother. Girls are not being violated. Cole will continue attending the school, but his mother is worried the accusations of unlawful sexual contact will stick with her son forever. Probably not.
Probably not.
She says,
not accusations.
I don't want my son to be a registered sex offender, and we're throwing him into this category. I don't think you can become a registered sex offender at 14. I don't think that's possible.
Well, and if you're just being accused, that doesn't make you convicted.
That's true.
So,
but although we aren't probably far away from a accused sex offender registry either. Really?
I hope that we never see that day.
So there you go. Boob tag going on at a middle school near you. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
And we will see you tomorrow night. In the meantime, you can join us online. All the fun. It's free at freetalklive.com.
Tag, you're it! Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.